Like Lily and Daniel, I have heard many people tell me they are spiritual, but not religious. It is usually somebody who hasn't thought about religion since they were in confirmation class or bar mitzvah or other, and they were just 13. They have just used their 13-year-old understanding to talk about something most of us in religion have studied for a lifetime. Sometimes, like people off the street, comments you hear on the radio. I've often wondered why we ever listen to these people. First, why are they home listening anyway? And in the second place, do they have anything better to do than to call in on one of these shows? Sometimes I think not. But what does spiritual but not religious mean anyway? Spiritual, in my view, means that a person sees themselves as part of something greater than themselves. But these spirituals do not want to be identified with organized religion. There's a certain ego identity by identifying as spiritual. A recent religious survey had said that 33% of those who identify as spiritual identify themselves as spiritual but not religious. It is also used to describe people who are unchurched. Among the millennials, those who were born between the early 80s and the millennium, 72% claim to be spiritual but not religious and are unchurched. This demographic has been used to describe as spiritually eclectic, free thinkers, unaffiliated, or independent. In contrast, most identify themselves as having a belief in something, a higher power, or the transcendent. These nones, spelled N-O-N-E-S, believe in God without religious affiliation. Where previous generations have equated religion with spirituality, these folks do not. They could easily differentiate between describing religion as a social construct coming from an understanding of spirituality as an individual experience. Take communion. For those who feel some commonality with others who take communion, it is an act of spirituality. It is expressed in the Christian tradition through a variety of rituals, from the Mass in Catholicism to a simple meal in some Protestant sects. The Moravians in Bethlehem, where I lived, had something they called a love feast, which consisted of beautiful German sugar cake, certainly better than cardboard wafers. Early Universalism once practiced something simple like this also. One psychological study noted the difference between those who identified as spiritual and those who identified as religious found that the spiritual identity, their view of the numinous as loving, forgiving, and non-judgmental, whereby those who identified as religious saw the divine as more judgmental. This distinction, I think, leads almost to the difference between liberal and conservative religion, be that Christian, Jewish, or Muslim. Yet the spiritual but not religious folks are avoiding all religious organizations with equal zeal. One Jesuit priest called the SBNR lifestyles as plain laziness, stating that spirituality without religion can become self-centered complacency, divorced from the wisdom of community. Robert Wright, the author of The Evolution of God, said, "I think in a way that kind of cliche, spiritual but not religious, which apparently is a thing more and more people say to describe themselves, is in a way an attempt to reconcile in some cases with science. In other words, if you say I believe in a highly anthropomorphic God, I'm religious and too old-fashioned in a sense, or buy into a specific claim of revelation that might not sit well with the modern scientific intelligence." Robert Fuller, a professor of religious study at Bradley University, in his book Spiritual But Not Religious, says a large number of Americans identify themselves as spiritual but not religious. It is likely that perhaps one in every five persons, roughly a half of those unchurched, can describe themselves in this way. A group of social scientists found among 346 people representing a wide range of religious backgrounds an attempt to clarify what is implied when individuals describe themselves as spiritual but not religious. Religiousness, they found, is associated with a higher level of interest in church attendance and commitment to orthodox beliefs. Spirituality, in contrast, was associated with higher levels of interest in mysticism, experimentation with unorthodox beliefs and practice, and negative feelings to both clergy and churches. I think that may be some definition of Unitarian Universalism. Most respondents in the study tried to integrate elements of religiousness and spirituality, yet 19% of this sample constituted a separate category best described as spiritual, not religious. Compared with those who connect interest in private spirituality with membership in public religious group, the spiritual but not religious group was less likely to evaluate religion positively, less likely to engage in traditional forms of worship, such as church attendance or mediation, meditation or prayer, and less likely to engage in group activities related to spiritual growth, and more likely to be agnostic, more likely to categorize religiousness and spirituality as different but not overlapping concepts, more likely to hold non-traditional beliefs, and more likely to have had mystical experiences, which I speculate is more likely to increase as the state legalizes marijuana. Those who see themselves as spiritual but not religious reject traditional organized religion as a sole or even most valued means of furthering spiritual growth. Many who've had negative experiences with churches or with church leaders. For example, they may perceive church leaders as more concerned with building an organization than promoting spirituality, as hypocritical or as narrow-minded. Some may have experienced various forms of emotional or even sexual abuse. Forsaking formal religious organizations, these people instead embrace the individual spirituality that involves picking and choosing a wide range of alternate religious philosophies. They typically view spirituality as a journey intimately linked with the pursuit of personal growth or development, which sounds a little like Scientology to me. A woman who joined a meditation center after going through divorce and experiencing low self-esteem offers an excellent example. Another professor of religion, John David Dawson from Haverford College, a Quaker school, tells of teaching a class called Introduction to Christian Thought and asking the students to reflect on their own religion. One student piped up saying, "I think of myself as a spiritual person, but I don't have anything to do with religion." Almost the entire class expressed the same sentiment. The professor had prepared himself to deal with various Christian theologies, but found a post-Christian class. The students were into Starhawk, the Wicca movement, the mindfulness of Thich Nhat Hanh, or the poetry of the environmental farmer Wendell Berry. Dawson maintains that this generation, which represents one-fifth of the American population, has no relation to any religious organization, yet consider themselves spiritual. At All Souls Unitarian Church in Washington, D.C., a colleague of mine, Rob Hardies, spoke once about observing people on the bus. An African-American woman was reading Awake, the magazine of the Jehovah's Witnesses. A Latina woman was reading a book in Spanish, A Metaphysical Guide to Happiness. And a young Anglo man was reading an anthology called The Best Spiritual Writing of 2002. These three very different individuals were engaged in the same pursuit, seeking a spiritual path, looking for something spiritual that was missing in their lives. If asked, each would probably state they were very spiritual people, but not very religious. Something to the effect, I care about God or something greater than myself, but I could care less about church, any church. For them and a growing number of Americans, organized religion has become irrelevant. And this is a hard word for this dyslexic to get out, the word irrelevant. Now, I believe many of the ideas and avenues these spiritual but not religious folks seem to be pursuing can be found in our faith. One statement I can make after almost 50-year association with Unitarian Universalism is Unitarian Universalism is not an organized religion. Disorganized, yes, but certainly not organized. What are spiritual but not religious people finding to replace the community of religious people? One parent remarked that his under 5-year-old son saw God in the sunset, and he felt the presence when walking in the forest or by the ocean. Was this a revelation? Don't us who attend churches and synagogues feel something special under these same conditions? My most spiritual experience was in South Dakota, coming out of a Lakota sweat lodge after sweating and chanting and praying for 2 hours. We all emerged from the sweat lodge, laid ourselves down in the grass in the early August sky where there was no ambient light to be seen and the stars, and watched the Pyrenees meteor shower. It was magical. It was spiritual. But it came after a 2-week Unitarian Universalist Service Committee work camp organized and included members of my congregation. This was spiritual and religious. This past week, watching the religious reactions to the horror of the hurricane in the Bahamas and watching the reaction of our government to welcome refugees is spiritual work. This organized religion is doing spiritual work. Getting legislation for dying with dignity or sensible gun legislation can be religious and spiritual work. The civil rights movement, which expressed for indigenous people or people of color, could not be accomplished had people worked for these rights all been spiritual but not religious. Religious organizations, since our species came out of the caves, I believe existed for community and for doing social justice. Spiritual but not religious is a cop-out, I believe, an excuse for easier Sunday priorities. Yet no church community truly represents our individual principles nor teaches it well. Like all human beings, congregations comprised of us humans are imperfect. We make mistakes. We sometimes inconsistent or hypocritical. We aren't always as kind, nor empathetic, nor as democratic as we should be. Show me an organization or minister or lay leader who's perfect. Churches, temples, synagogues do hypocritical things, but we almost are also a powerful force for positive actions in social justice. But we do that work. It takes work. Members of religious organizations work to remain in relationship to each others. I say again, being in community with other religious individuals takes work. And it is not just the silos of uncommon interests. Religious organizations take compromise to establish priorities for funding, for raising money, and especially in this political era or era of opposing views. The spiritual but not religious folks, I feel, are too self-centered to do this work. Lillian Daniel says in her books, quote, being privately spiritual but not religious doesn't interest me. There's nothing challenging about having deep thoughts all by yourself. What is interesting is doing the work of community where other people might call you on your stuff or, heaven forbid, disagree with you. Where life with God gets rich and provocative is when you have to dig deeply into a tradition that you did not invent all by yourself. Thank you for sharing, spiritual but religious sunset person. You are now comfortably the norm of the self-centered American culture, right smack in the bland majority of people who find ancient religion dull but themselves uniquely fascinating. Can I switch seats now and sit next to somebody brave enough to encounter God in a real human community? Because when this flight, which we call love, life, gets choppy, that's who I want on my side, holding my hand, maybe saying a prayer, or simply putting up with me, just like we try to do in church every day. In an ever-evolving and never-ending world, amen.